The next patient is Mrs. Linda Jones. The last name is J-O-N-E-S. This is a clinical case of a 78-year-old female that is a patient of Ms. Beth, B-E-T-H, last name Sager, S-A-G-E-R, S-A-G-E-R, A-R-M-P, who referred her to this office for evaluation of the kidney function, period. I had the opportunity to check the prior laboratory workup, and the kidney function has been very stable. The serum creatinine is oscillating between 1.2 and 1.4. The patient has normal serum electrolytes. Estimated GFR is 45 mLs per minute. And there are urinalyses that were done at Florida Hospital. In April 8th, 2021, in which the protein was completely negative and the urinary sediment was negative. The patient has a history of diabetes mellitus that has been under control, but most importantly, she has a chronic congestive heart failure. She has bioprosthetic aortic and mitral valve, and she retains fluid, and she doesn't have the stamina to do the activities of daily living. She has to take things.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Lightly. The patient, period. This is related to the hemodynamic condition rather than any other explanation, period. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease. She has an stent in the left anterior descending artery, and she's functioning, and she says that she is free of chest pains. Following number, the patient is seen at the cancer center because of anemia that is most likely secondary to blood loss. The patient is at the coagulated with the Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID and aspirin. Other medications include the administration of spironolactone. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin. Period. Of note is a retroperitoneal ultrasound in which the kidneys show cystic lesions. There is no evidence of calcification, no evidence of obstruction. The corticomedullary differentiation is present, there is the thinning of the cortex. Period. We are going to complete the evaluation from the nephrology point of view, but it seems to me that this patient the CKD most likely associated to diastolic dysfunction. And if there is a proteinuria, we could think that could be related to long-standing diabetes. However, the diabetes has been very well controlled. Period. Thanks for your kind referral. We are going to follow up the case. Paragraph, we spend 20 minutes reviewing the referral and the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 30 minutes and in the documentation 7 minutes.